The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Come on and stand to your feet! Come on and let me hear you say!
Good afternoon. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now. 888-329-3306. If you need prayer, if you want to comment, or if you just want to holler. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here on Total Transformation Radio. Amen, amen. And today's topic on New Music Monday is Jesus Loves Us, with our special guest, Renee Pullum, gospel recording artist with her new single titled So In Love. And our scripture reading today is found in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Amen. We would like to thank all of our listeners out there and our radio show sponsors for their continuous support and prayers. Amen. Amen. We are so excited, First Lady, to have Renee Pullum with us, our very special guest. And we're just so excited on what God is doing with you, in you, and through you, through your music and your ministry. Amen. Let me open up with a word of prayer. Amen. And then we will jump right into our first segment dealing on transformation, or transforming, then overcoming, and then impacting. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we just say thank you. We thank you yet again for another day. We thank you for breath in our lungs. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for loving us, even when we didn't love ourselves. And we thank you for the gifts, oh God, the gifts of song, the gifts of teaching and preaching and evangelizing, oh God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on that old rugged cross at Calvary. So, Lord, bless this airway, bless this show, that you may be the center. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Renee, can you give us a 30-second shout out to all of our listeners out there, and then we'll go into your bio?
Absolutely. Hello, amen. Everyone.
Hello.
It is so awesome to connect with you all. Thank you so much, Dr. Howard and First Lady Howard, for having me today. It is such an honor, and it's such an honor to be with your listeners. Hey, I am just looking forward to getting to know you all and to connect, amen, with you and just to talk. So, wow, I'm just super pumped right now.
Amen. Awesome. We're so excited to have you, and we thank God for you. Amen. First Lady, can you read her bio?
Yes. When the universal language of love and music come together, the expressions of sound and emotions experienced when listening to Renee Pullum's newest single, So In Love, creates a head-bopping resonance to the soul. Her new release is available now on all digital platforms. Amen. Renee Pullum is a gifted and passionate singer, songwriter, and worship leader based in Atlanta, Georgia. Her heart is to reach the nations with songs of adoration and praise that create an atmosphere to experience the life-changing presence of God. Renee, along with her husband, Alan, has traveled the United States and abroad, singing and leading worship before thousands. Renee's music career has afforded her the opportunity opportunity to record with Maverick City, Tribal Music, House Fire Integrity Music, LaRue Howard, and Hope and Life Fellowship. Renee was nominated by the 2021 Avidity Awards for Emerging Artist of the Year. She is also nominated for several categories by the 2022 MGRN Rhema Awards Global. The nominations include Female Gospel Award of the Year, Outstanding Female Worship Leader, Outstanding Inspirational Speaker, and Best Gospel Collaboration Songs, Fire and Rain with the Agape Music Group. Renee's deepest desire for Sow in Love is to share the genuine love of Christ and to encourage others to develop a sincere love relationship with Him.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. That is you. Amen. Renee Pullum. Amen. Superstar for Jesus.
Amen.
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 We're just going to have a little fun today. Amen. And Jesus loves us.
Yes, yes.
And
Amen.
I know that your song, and as I was listening to that thing, I started dancing a little bit because that, oh my goodness. So in love. My. Yes.
I love it. And you know, we have that in common. You guys love to dance, and I love to dance. And when I saw some of your videos, I was like, they're my people.
Amen.
We try.
Amen.
You guys are awesome.
Well, God bless you and your family, your husband, and we thank God for what the Lord is doing in your life. Amen. Well, I want to jump right into our segment on transforming or transformation. When you think, when you hear the word transformation, what comes to mind in your life?
First thing that comes to mind in my life is change, transforming, meaning to change, to go from one place to another place, and what happens in between those two places. One place has to get you to the other, but what happens in between that first place to the second place or to the next place? So transforming for me is changing, you know, moving from one place into the next place. You know, and but then in between, God may take you through something to get you to that next place.
Yeah.
But it's all for the same purpose to get you there.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And now that you've defined transformation for us, how has Jesus's love and word transformed you into the woman of God you are today?
Wow. Wow, I can tell you just from the beginning, if it had not been for God in my life, Jesus in my life, walking me through so much, I would not be who I am today. But because I went through what I went through, I am who I am today.
Yeah.
I grew up with, you know, in a single mother home, four siblings, and my dad just walked away from us when we were young. And for some various reasons, you know, growing up, my dad did not embrace me, but he embraced all my other siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went through that period, you know, for a young girl who really needed their dad, you know, went through that rejection, serious rejection, you know, and grew up as a young teen girl, you know, just wanting that relationship with my dad. And even into my early 20s, you know, just not having it. But if God had not been there to walk me through as a father,
yes,
as a heavenly father, and took that place, you know, that I didn't have for my earthly father, but healed me through it. And it was like, it wasn't an overnight healing for that rejection. It was a ongoing, you know, just step by step. But God required that I heal. He required that I forgive. And so that opened up so much in me. And God was able to just restore my relationship with my father. And it turned out to be a beautiful relationship, even to the point to where when he got ill, I was there to help take care of him until he passed away. And it's just a full circle moment, you know. Mm-hmm. But I could not hold the bitterness.
Yeah,
my Lord.
I had to let it go. And let me tell you, it was real.
Mm-hmm.
It was real, you know. But I had to come to a place in my life. Do y'all want to hold on to this bitterness and keep myself chained up and locked up? Or do I want to release it and allow God to bring healing? And he did.
My. That is transformation at its finest.
Yeah.
My. You said a few things there. You know, your mother was a single mother. You know, her husband, your dad, just walked out. And the reality is, there's a lot of folks out there even listening now that have and share that same testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you are here today, not only are you standing and living for Jesus, and you understand that Jesus loves you, but you have taken your transformation and turned it into a gift to the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, you did not allow, you know, rejection, pain, hurt.
Yeah.
To not only stop you from moving forward, but stop you from communing and being in love with Jesus. Tell us some more about that.
Absolutely. You know, I just, for those that are listening, I know that hurt. I know that pain of needing that affirmation. Mm. And especially as a young teen girl, you know, girls need that affirmation from their father. And when you don't get it, you tend to look for it in other places. And but the only place that you can get it from that is true is in Jesus, is in the Father.
Yes.
And I just remember even after I moved here to Atlanta, I just remember just searching for it, you know, as a young 21-year-old, just searching for it. And I just never forget, you know, just being in my bedroom and just saying, God, I feel so lost. I feel so alone, you know, and I don't want to search for it all over.
Yes.
And I just never forget God speaking to me. And he just said, if you would trust me and if you would just call me, I will walk you through this. It was a revelation. If you will call me dad, if you will call me Abba, if you will call me father, you know, I'll walk you through that, you know. He had to walk me through that, you know, because I've never known it. I've never known a father figure.
Yes.
And so he had to step in, he did step in and became that father figure, you know, so that when I did connect with my dad, you know, I was ready to receive it and accept it, you know, and not fight against it, not do the things that I was trying to do to hurt him, because that's another place right there.
Mm-hmm.
You, if you don't forgive, you will be in a place where you try to hurt people.
Amen.
My.
And I went to that place. What in my mind, what could I do to hurt him just like he hurt me? And I was about 18 years old, and I knew the one thing that he did not like, and he did not like for his kids to call him by his first name. And he wanted us to call him dad.
Right.
Even though he didn't walk in that place.
Yeah.
And I called him by his first name because I wanted him to feel what I felt, the pain. And that's why the Lord... the father spoke to me and said, you have to call me dad.
My.
I'm telling you,
powerful.
God knows how to get down to where we are, and pull us up from that place. He's not going to stay there with us. He's going to pull us up from that place.
Yes.
And so I'm so
thankful. Amen. So, amen, Renee. And that's powerful. You know, and that dialogue between you and the Heavenly Father is saying to you, if you would call me dad, he said he would walk you through it. My Lord, yes. My Lord. And there's some folks out there listening right now that need to call on Daddy, that need to call on Abba, so they can get through that situation, that crisis, that trauma, and all the challenges that come with Daddy not being in the picture.
Jesus.
Adults struggle for a lifetime because Daddy was missing. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, I'm speaking to the daddies out there listening right now. Stay in your rightful position, your God-ordained position, because when Daddy's out of place, the entire family is out of place.
Absolutely.
Your testimony is transformational, Renee, and I know that it's encouraging folks out there. But just hold on for a moment. We are on Total Transformation Radio, and we are going into our first commercial break. Hello, I am Dr. Howard.
And I am First Lady Vanessa Howard.
On Total Transformation Radio. Do you need energy, healing, or weight loss?
Then get your CMOS today at eatacure.com, 856-718-9139.
Hello, this is Marcia Moore, founder of Eatacure LLC. Our mission is teaching you wellness living through various products, services, and health coaching for a better lifestyle. You can reach us at www.eatacure.com, area code 856-718-9139, or eatacure@gmail.com. Eatacure, eat to live. There's more to life. Cheers to wellness.
This is Dr. Howard.
And First Lady Vanessa Howard.
From Total Transformation Radio on WWDB 860 AM. We are calling all indie Christian recording artists to submit your music to the new Spotify playlist at Buzzing Indie Gospel Music by Gospel Music Buzz.
If your music has a powerful gospel message with the lyrics to inspire, submit your Christian music to Gospel Music Buzz at Gospel Music Buzz at Gmail and on Instagram at Gospel Music Buzz.
We look forward to listening. Peace and blessings. Welcome back. We are here on Total Transformation Radio with gospel recording artist Renee Pullum. And we just spoke about transformation in our first segment. Now we're jumping into overcoming. Now, Renee, tell us how you overcame your challenges with your father not being present. As a child, maybe give us an example, as a teen, and as an adult that might help somebody else out there today.
Awesome. Amen. Well, as a child, children are just pure, and the memories of being pushed away physically, as I wanted to climb up on my dad's lap and just physically being pushed away. And that stayed with me as a child. And and I grew up with that image, for some reason I just kept remembering that image, because it really happened. And but as I mentioned earlier, that God just was preparing me, for where he was taking me, transformation, taking me from one place to the other, and then going into my teen years and accepting Christ and coming into a real relationship with him, not just, going to church because our parents made us, my mom and my grandmother, but I finally at about 14 accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, and then began to come into a real relationship with him. And and as a teen and then into my 20s, my early 20s, that's when God really began to put his hand on that place, that unhealed sore that I thought I was masking with a Band-Aid bandage of life, you know, but it was still unhealed under there, you know. And so the Lord was just removing that bandage because he knew that I, you know, even going into getting married, I was gonna take that into my marriage.
Yeah.
You know, that loss or that hurt. And so God just took me on a journey of healing and into my early 20s. And I just had just one encounter after the other with the Lord, you know, because this thing just, for some reason, out of my other three siblings, I was the one affected the most. Mm-hmm. And so God just really, really honed in on that place of hurt and woundedness and unforgiveness. And I received the healing and the wholeness in my 20s from that. Even before I got married, God just brought such wholeness and to me. And just one-on-one time with the Lord for a weekend, the ladies at our church, just to encounter God, and just went through just a full deliverance of just that, and being free from that. And so God had to prepare me because, you know, and it's so wonderful. When I met my husband, one of the things that the Lord said to him that he told me later was that I want you to accept her for who she is.
Mm.
And I did not know God told him that.
Wow.
But see, that's the Father.
Yes.
That is our God, our Father. He looks out for us just like a father looks out for their earthly kids.
Yes.
He looks out for us. And he prepared my husband and said, accept her for who she is, who I have made her to be. And wow, now we're 35 years later.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'm there.
Amen.
I think it's phenomenal. You know, music is your outlet, and it's you're bringing forth the message of Jesus through music. But it's an amazing thing to actually hear the story behind the music and the person, and to really get to know who they are and why they profess Jesus and why they sing what they sing. And just to hear your story is just phenomenal about the things that, you know, you had to overcome and your transformation that took place.
Yeah.
That's just powerful.
Yeah.
And I hope that our listeners are actually listening, you know, and hear your story. Anyone who's struggling or have struggled with, you know, feeling that disconnect with their biological parent or parents, you know, God can be, you know, the Lord can be whoever he needs to be. You know, the Bible says that there are no orphans in God, and literally there are no orphans in God. He will take us from wherever we are. Whatever walks of life we come from, you know, and he will fill in the gaps. If he needs to be a father present in your life, that's what he'll do. If he needs to be a mother, an auntie, an uncle, that's what he's going to do. He speaks life into our spirits, you know. He is the author of life. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that before we were formed in our mother's womb, right, he knew us.
Yeah. He knew us.
He knew us before we were, you know, placed in the womb of a physical body. He knew us. Spiritually. Ooh, I thank God.
Yes, and Renee, he knew you before you were even in your mother's womb.
My.
And he had a plan and a purpose. Amen. A plan and a purpose. Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite scriptures. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Some translations say an expected end.
Yes.
But we know in Christ Jesus, we have an expected end.
Yeah.
We have an eternal future in Christ Jesus. And we know that Jesus loves us. And the reality is, all of you out there listening, if you don't know, I want you to know today, Jesus loves you. He cares. And he will make a way out of no way, just like he's done for this sensational gospel recording artist, Renee Pullum, as she has testified how she has overcome hurt, how she has overcome pain, how she has overcome rejection, how she has overcome the difficulties of life when daddy was not around. But the reality is, God will never leave us nor forsake us. Our Heavenly Father will never leave us nor forsake us. So if you're out there wounded, if you're out there discouraged, if you're out there confused on what your next steps are, look to your Heavenly Father if your earthly father is missing. Look to your Heavenly Father for direction and guidance, and He will make a way for you out of no way. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, this is a powerful testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Powerful, powerful, powerful.
Praise God. I love that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. I love it. So that's like one of my tattoo scriptures as well.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, indeed. For when you don't know until you know, but that scripture lets you know, you know.
It lets you know.
Yeah,
yes,
let you know who you are.
Praise God.
The verse just right to it. It says, "I know what I'm doing." And
that's
I'm
right.
Like, okay,
yes.
God.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know what I'm doing.
Yes, so, yes. To love God that. Be the glory. And in
He's an amazing Father.
Yes, He is. Wow. And in dealing with overcoming, I know we hit it, but I want to just touch on the spiritual components, the spiritual battles, you know, the fiery darts. What did you do to overcome the fiery darts and some of those old things that just kept rearing their ugly head?
You know, that's what scripture just says. He's near to the brokenhearted.
Yeah.
And that scripture just carries me because, you know, just because we've come out of one thing doesn't mean that the enemy is like, oh, okay, I'm going to leave him alone. I'm going to leave her alone for the rest of her life. Oh, the enemy, because there's a purpose and a call in your life.
Come on.
He's going to constantly come at you. He's going to constantly battle you. And because of the calling, he's always after the calling, the purpose, the destiny, the dream.
Jesus.
So we have to stay on our face before God. We got to stay on our knees before God because the fiery darts are going to always come. They're going to always come, you know, but there's a God who distinguished them. You know, there's a God. Sometimes they hit. But what are you going to do when you hit?
That's good.
Are you going to just retreat and fall away? No. That's when you gird up your loins. That's when you put on that armor, that full armor of God.
Come on.
So that you withstand those fiery darts. Because especially being in as leaders, you all know.
Jesus.
Leaders, you got a bullseye on your back at all times.
Jesus.
At all times. And sometimes those that's closest to you in ministry.
My Lord.
And so you've got to know that God is for you.
Yeah.
He's a defender. You know, He is not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you.
Come on.
And when those things happen, you know, sometimes you want to react and respond.
Jesus.
You know, but you got to remember, you know, is this reaction and this response, is it a God reaction or a God response?
Come on.
You know, is this going to continue to tear up, you know, what's already a bad situation, or do I need to go get before God so I can get the right response?
My Lord.
And the right response. And we're human. We want to respond, especially when you know you haven't done anything.
Yeah.
You know, you have not wounded, you have not hurt or anything like that, but it comes to you because you are a leader. Those are the times when you've got to allow the Holy Spirit our help.
Yes.
Our help comes
from
the Lord.
Yes.
Lord. He needs you. And when He says, stop texting. Stop that text because you know you are retaliating. Delete it all. And ask me how I know because I've walked this. You know, and so you got to listen to the Holy Spirit because He's going to always lead you in the right way and not let your emotions just get the best of you.
Jesus.
And so overcoming, it's a daily thing. It's a daily walk.
Yes.
It's a daily walk. And that's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. I don't know where I would be if I didn't have the Holy Spirit in my life, you know, to lead me, to guide me, to say, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't say that.
Come on, Renee. Preach it.
Ooh, Jesus.
Those are the real moments right there. Don't say that.
You helping us. You helping us. Yeah, you helping a whole lot of folk today. To yes. God be the glory. You helping you. You in the spirit. You in the spirit. Right, glory to God. Glory to God.
So it's a daily walk, you know. It's a daily walk. It's a daily grace walk.
Yes.
The grace of God. The grace of God.
Yeah.
Every day leading us, guiding us, helping us.
My.
Every step of the way.
Amen. Renee, you just blessed everybody within the airwaves. You hear me?
Yes.
So we thank God for your testimony and how you've been transformed, how you've overcome. We're going to hear this fire, this song that will make you bob your head, pull over to the side of the road if you're listening.
Yes.
Whatever you need to do to brace yourself for this song, this new song by Renee Pullum, gospel recording artist, titled So In Love.
Amen. Yeah. I got joy, I got God's love down in my heart. I don't know where to start, let me just play my part. And I've been so in love with you since day one. I had family praying for me, even when I ain't say nothing. Shout, I ain't have to pay nothing. Christ already did, I know he love the kid. You know who child this is. Time to go raise the charts, let's go. Living this life is hard, you need some loving in your heart.
Joy is what you bring me. Is what you give to me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. My heart is filled with your love. It's so amazing. Grace keeps making the way. My soul is on fire, Lord, you are my desire to live for you, follow you. No, no, I can't go back no more. I'm walking in shame, 'cause you, Lord, you know my name. Day and night, night and day, I'm here to say that I am so in love with you.
Even if it's on Friday, why you only pick Sunday? Walking in the church so sideways.
So sideways.
Yeah, had to pray for my problems. Even if I can't stop them, man, I'm still gonna solve them. Might as well evolve them. See, trying to go day and night. No, that's night and day. I ain't even got time to play. Time to play.
I'm so alive. I am so in love.
We are back on Total Transformation Radio. Fire, fire, fire. So in love.
Featuring 1K Few.
Yes. And I'm telling you, that song, my God, talking about joy, talking about peace, declaration of being in love with Jesus.
I love it.
My soul is on fire. Live for you. Yeah. Let's go. Live for you.
Yeah.
Follow you.
You know,
no more walking in shame.
That's right. Yeah, wow. This is a freedom song.
Yeah.
You hear so much freedom and so much grace in it. I can hear your testimony in it, you know, of what you've been through and just walking in that space of being free in the Lord.
My.
And embracing his love, you know, because Jesus loves us.
Yes.
That's awesome.
My. I got to ask you this as we are in our final segment on impacting. How do you see this song and your ministry impacting the world?
Great question. I see that because of the way this song was birthed, this song was a 2-year development.
Wow.
From the Lord just giving my husband, Alan, the music. You know, he sat down one day and kept hearing this melody. And he just started putting the music together on his keyboard. And I would say probably 6-8 months later, he brought me in and said, "Hey, I want you to listen to this. You know, it's in the early stages. And just tell me, you know, if you hear some lyrics, just start writing." And I started listening and I was like, okay, all right. And it just started birthing. I'm so in love with you. And it just continued to develop it. And it went through many stages, many metamorphoses. It wasn't like, okay, this is it. No, it just went through so, as I said earlier, a 2-year time frame on this song.
Wow.
But things God showed us was that when I finish giving you everything, and when it releases, when I give you the release, it's going to go. It's going to reach. It is going to touch the heart of people. And one of the things that our whole heart is behind this song is that we want people to go back to their first love. We hope this song takes you back to your first love when you first received Christ and you were like so in love with him and just, Lord, what did you want me to do today? God, what is it? I love you so much, God, because you have just received Christ. That's the place that we want people to go back to. We want it to take you back to, and that we hope that it goes across the country, the world, and that, and let me tell you, the thing has just been, it has blown our mind. This song was just birthed with a husband and a wife in their home.
Jesus.
A husband and a wife in their home who love each other, who love God, who do ministry together, have 2 kids. But when God put his hands on it and we released this song, and we have released songs in the past, but this song has just taken on a whole nother level. People have the responses back is that it brings them joy. It makes them, you know, think about Jesus. It makes them think about what God in their lives, and it makes them move. It makes them, you know, so joyful. They are bopping in their cars.
Yes.
And so our dear friend, Carlos Hale, told us, he said, I believe God is going to take this song and that this song will be the summer hit, the summer anthem for people. And not only in the Christian world, but across, you know, it would transcend, it would go across. And they think that they just bop into a beat, but they're really bopping to Jesus, you know.
Amen.
And that word is getting in their heart. So we hope and pray that it has just been a blessing and that it continues to be a blessing. 1K Few is just an amazing Christian rapper with Lecrae, and God just connected us with our friend Carlos, and it's just been a phenomenal experience. Just a phenomenal experience.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And you and this song is truly impacting.
Mm-hmm.
It impacted me when I first heard this song.
I'm telling you,
because, you know, of the message, you know, and then two, because of the music, the beats, the fresh new wind. The fresh new wind that is needed, much needed in gospel music. But now to hear the story behind the music,
even
gives it a whole new meaning. And what God has in store for you and Alan, the sky is the limit. Just continue to be faithful, continue to pray, continue to love, continue to share the good news of Jesus, and watch the miracles, signs, and wonders follow.
Amen.
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 We receive that.
Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Jesus, Jesus. To God be the glory. And I hear summer anthem. Yes, indeed. Transcending all cultures.
That's right.
Transcending all cultures, because the music is so powerful, but the lyrics are even the more. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That last line at the end where I wrote, when I think about Jesus and all the things he's done, you know, we all grew up in church with that old, when I think about Jesus and what he does, you know. And so I took that and put that there, because one of the things that it just, my mind kept going through was, going back to, was God healing me from cancer.
Jesus.
And breast cancer. And,
Jesus.
And I had to put that in there, because when I think about Jesus and how he brought me through that season of cancer, they said you only have 5 years. That's your life limit, type of cancer.
Oh my God.
But look at me. Look at God. I'm 12 years down the road.
My.
And so when I put that line in there, when I think of Jesus and all he's done, it makes my heart cry. I'm so in love.
Yes,
that's a real, real testimony.
My God.
It's a real testimony. You don't look at the cover. No. This sister has been through it.
I'm telling you, that's why I said what I said. You know, it's an amazing thing to hear the testimony of the person behind the song.
Yes.
You know, as artists, God uses us as vehicles to produce music and bring the gospel through this medium. But there's so much more behind the voice. And so it's an honor to meet you and hear your testimony and how God brought you through.
And God healed you.
My God.
And now, look at this. Through God's healing power, he kept you and is keeping you. And now your music is a breath of fresh air and healing to others.
Yes.
My.
My goodness.
Yes. But you would not have been able to birth this song if you did not experience the things you've experienced in your life with your daddy, if you've not experienced the things you've experienced with health challenges, you would not have been able to sing, or let me say sang, this song the way that you did, and blessed all of us listening.
That's right.
So be encouraged, my sister. Be encouraged, my brother. We pray blessings over your family. We pray blessings over your music and your ministry and your entire life and all those that you are connected to. We thank you. We thank you. We are going into a commercial break, and then we will be back again to wrap up on Total Transformation Radio.
Amen.
Stay tuned.
twist it, braid it, comb it, brush it, just don't break it. Tara Oils for all your natural hair needs at myteraoils.com. That's MyTeraOils.com. Free shipping. Limited time only.
Total Transformation has expanded their reach. If you missed their show on Monday on 860 WWDB, you can also listen to them every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on WTMR 800 AM.
Philadelphia needs hope. Hope Pregnancy Centers on North Broad Street in Philadelphia has a mission to help women in crisis. In a safe, caring, and judgment-free environment, women receive free services like counseling, ultrasounds, supplies, education, and so much more. Hope's dedicated and loving staff offers personal support through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. On the front lines of Philadelphia, the need is great, but so too are those who step off the sidelines with financial donations that support Hope. If you have ever wondered how you can help, this is your moment to be a true lifeline. Give hope to Philadelphia by visiting multiplyhope.life.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are on Total Transformation Radio, transforming, overcoming, and impacting the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. First Lady, tell us where we can find Renee Pullum. But before we do that, Renee, if there's one nugget that you could share with somebody who's going through today or has gone through in the past, what would those words of encouragement be?
Amen. My word of encouragement, I think the first thing that came to mind is you are still here. You're still alive.
My.
Do something great for God. The dream, the purpose, the calling is still valid because you are still here. We need you. We need the word in you. We need the song in you. We need the book that's in you. We need the business idea that the Lord has given you. We need it. We need it here in the body of Christ, the world. So you can't give up. You are still here to do great things for God. And so remember, he's near to the brokenhearted.
My.
He loves you. He loves you. You cannot give up. Get up.
My God. You cannot give up. Get up. He's near to the brokenhearted. And the fact that you're still here. How many of you out there listening right now are saying, I'm still here. I'm still in the fight. I'm still here. There's still time on the clock. And my purpose is valid because my purpose and destiny is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
When you know that Jesus loves you, you know, the old song they used to sing, Jesus loves me. This I know.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Y'all know that. Yes. If you grew up in church, you know that. You know that without a shadow of a doubt.
Yes.
But I thank God today for you, Renee.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for your music and your ministry. And we are so glad that we've been able to connect with you. And when we get down in Atlanta, Georgia, we're going to have to reconnect with you all again. Please. To God be the glory.
Yes. Amen and amen.
Amen. First Lady.
Let's do it.
Amen. Amen.
All right. If you want to get in contact with Renee Pullum, her website is reneeworship.com. That is R-E-N-E-E worship.com. She is on social media, Facebook at Renee Pullum's Music, Instagram at Renee Pullum, Twitter at Renee Pullum. R-E-N-E-E-P-U-L-L-U-M.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
We can find her everywhere. And with that song, So in Love,
Erware. Amen. To God be.
You're so welcome, Renee. God bless you, and we wish you so many, many more.
Yes, we thank you for being here today with us. Finding it not robbery to share your valuable time with us.
Yes,
and we thank you for encouraging and being a blessing to us and all of our listeners out there. To God be the glory until we meet again. But hold on, because we are going to go into our preacher's corner here in a moment. And we would love all of you out there listening to be encouraged by the word as Total Transformation will be closing out. I just want to say a few more things before we get into that. The reality is today was a special show with a special gospel recording artist.
Yes.
In Renee Pullum, one that not only shares the gospel through her song, but shares her testimony through the tests of life. What an encouragement to the body of Christ. What an encouragement to those who have yet accepted Jesus as Lord. What an encouragement for some that are in the transformational process, because daddy wasn't around, or mama wasn't around, or coach wasn't around, or the mentor wasn't around. Realize that you have been created with purpose. And when you've been created with purpose, and when you trust and believe God, the sky is the limit. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And we thank you, we bless you, and we give you all the honor and glory today, Jesus the Christ.
Hi, I'm Lady Artist, and I bring you greetings from the Warrior Wives and Women in Wait online ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Today's scripture reading can be found in 1 Chronicles. It's chapter 16 and it's verse 34. I'm reading the NIV version. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I'm going to say that again. His love endures forever. There is no force more powerful than the love of our Heavenly Father that he has toward us, his children. His love can move mountains. His love can stop roaring seas. His love heals broken bones and wounded hearts, and it transforms lives. It sets free those that are held captive by sin and shame. So great is his love for you and me that he sent his only son to die that we might live through him. Do you know that God loves you today? He loves you the way he loves Jesus. His heart is full of affection towards you. Jesus always prays in perfect alignment with the will of his Father because they are one. And guess what? God loves you simply because you are you. You don't have to work for his affection. He doesn't have any stipulations that he puts on his love. You don't have to set yourself straight before God can pour and lavish his love over you. The Father loves you today, and he's crying out for you to feel his love. One thing about love is that you don't experience it without relationships. So those of you that listen to today's show and you heard about this great love, I want you to pray this prayer with me if you don't know Jesus. Father, I thank you for this day. And I admit that I am a sinner. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross. Oh, just for me. And if I had been the only person on the face of the earth, he still would have died. I thank you for loving me. And I invite you into my heart to be my Lord and Savior today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me today, you are now saved and you are now a beneficiary of the love of Christ Jesus. Would you take the time to get to know him as a loving Father? The one who will always love you no matter what you do. Take some time to receive the depth of his love for you today. Allow his love to heal you, transform you, set you free, and to lead you into a life of abundance that he has always longed to give you. If you heard today's show, then your life will never be the same. If you prayed this prayer with me, you have access to all the things that Christ Jesus had access to in God. My God, he loves you so much today. And he just sent me by here to remind you. Be blessed. Yes.